Steel by The Blind Bandit. Read by Kitsune Hart. Fandom, Steven Universe. Rose wants a pearl. That's what they insist on ribbing her about, the others. Half the court's barracks, it feels like, finding out everything about each and every new development within a single meager planetary rotation. Itching for a fight, they say. For a conquest, for war, to prove herself, to earn for herself a pretty, dainty reward. Except that isn't true at all. Rose wants white diamonds, Pearl. Setting your sights a bit high, Rose, they say with mock concern. A bit above your rank, that one. That one is fancy. Even if they were to give you a pearl, it wouldn't be anything like the one you keep staring at. 1,000 elaborate scenarios are devised and shared between guffaws in the pink barracks training courtyard. Of Rose stealing into the heart of White Diamond's court and making off with the pearl she seems so besotted with. Even the rowdiest among them are aware and careful enough that the talk never reaches anyone above fellow courtses, and for that, at least, Rose is grateful. Except she doesn't want this, the pearl, at all, not really. Or, at least, not like she thinks she's supposed to. She's entertained certain thoughts she can't deny, and she's never been a very good liar. She's become familiar with what can only be envy. That was allowed, surely. That was one of the reasons pearls were created, wasn't it? But even a cursory examination of her odd, muddled feelings and state of mind let her know she doesn't covet a pretty thing to show off, a living status symbol, a decorative trinket to obey her every whim, at all. She plays along as much as she can, but she keeps the most important parts, the parts she can't even begin to understand, to herself. She's never been a very good liar, except perhaps by omission. She doesn't tell anyone of the times she's seen this very pearl sneak around. She doesn't tell anyone of the almost encounters, of glimpses of pearlescent white in darkened side passages and narrow servants' hallways while only one of the twin suns hung in the sky, of a pearl rushing away with a sword she wasn't caring for any master but herself. She keeps their one very real encounter to herself, the feeling of that same blade against her throat, trembling only slightly, and a whispered threat of, "You can't tell anyone. Swear you won't tell. I can get you in trouble. I can tell her you tried to steal me." Of wide, terrified eyes with both tears and steel in them. Of, "Nobody would believe you anyway. I was taking this sword to the smithy." And yes, the sword is an ancient wreck badly in need of maintenance, a weapon that nobody would ever think to miss. And yes, the pearl is pretty and elegant and finely dressed, and all the hundreds of things she's supposed to be. But she's also 100 more things besides, and above all, in that moment, she is terrifying. Rose omits. And she doesn't think how she's never touched a pearl before, though that is certainly true. And she's always kept her distance, often under pain of shattering. She thinks, instead, "This is the first time she's touched me." She doesn't know why it grates to think it's supposed it has to be the last time, too. She wants to know more. She wants to revisit the feeling of the long and startlingly firm fingers gripping her arm as relentlessly as they grip a hilt, the stretch of a coiled spring barely contained in a figure looking just as ready to pounce and attack as to launch into a pirouette. But she wants those eyes to meet hers again, with something less than threat and more like trust. And she wants to feel, too, what the short, downy hair on Pearl's head is like when it's ruffled, when the deliciously illicit sword-fighting practice has it all out of place. The pearl became Pearl at some point. And when Rose's barracks mates catch her talking about her like that, they laugh. Because of course there's only one pearl on Rose's mind, isn't there? No need to specify, they've all seen her moping. And if she wants, they can swap patrol assignments so her rounds take her closer to White Diamond's chambers. Rose wants Pearl, but she also doesn't, and she doesn't know what to call any of it. The idea of having Pearl and having her trot behind her and obey her seems strangely wrong. And that she still feels like she would happily fight White Diamond herself for the privilege. Above all, she has no clue what to do about it, if anything, especially because Pearl seems to want a great many things herself, and that doesn't even slightly enter the realm of expected or acceptable. So she sneaks out, again, and startles Pearl, again, despite all of her best efforts at going unnoticed. "What are you doing here? What do you even want with me?" Pearl asks, with an audible tremor in her voice, and Rose has no idea how to even begin to explain. She takes a long look at the ruined blade of the sword Pearl is clutching, still half caught up in an admirable battle-ready stance, remembers the long line of fresh, polished, barely used weapons in the barracks armory that never get properly counted. And before she can truly think, she finds herself saying, "I can get you a better sword." The end.